Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Driveway, Halburn's Truck and Equipment, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you're into it, we are into it. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. And RJ, man, we're all kind of dragging a little bit this morning, and I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, Dan just left. I mean, he pushed the buttons and left. He said, there's no Mountain Dew. I'm out. What are we going to do, man?
I mean, he's pretty vital to getting everything on track. So I was going to run back. But you know what? I think hopefully a quick Mountain Dew run and we're all good, ready for the show. Because end of July, there's a lot going on, man.
So management. Who in management do we need to discuss this with? Does this go to David Dominguez or does this go right up to the boss? Does this go to Joe O'Neill?
I know it's over my head, so I think Dan's just Dan's a go-getter. I think he's just taking care of it on his own, and we'll send the check over.
I've decided to humble myself and say this week, you know, I'll go without the Mountain Dew.
Oh, thank you, man.
But if there's not Mountain Dew next week, I'm walking out.
Well, seeing how there's no pay involved in this, at least you could get some Mountain Dew, right? How about you, RJ? I mean, yeah, because that was one of those things. He's like, hurry up. And it's like, I still have you as UNM intern in my phone.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we work together like every day in the office, and it still says UNM intern.
I mean, 5.5 years, Dave. I mean, I thought something at that point would change. But, hey, we're here on 101.7 The Team, man. I love it still. I still come up every week. So well, I'm always a fan of it.
As a matter of fact, you guys are getting ready to start again soon out at Isleta, right?
Yes. No, that's going to be our first show. It's actually August 13th. We're starting back up between the lines with me, Scott Galletti, and Sam Hauser. So, going to get back on the swing of thing where I'm on two shows on the weekend radio, and I'm happy and blessed to have it. So,
well, that's fantastic. Well, let's get into this Law Tiger event calendar. We've been a little lax on some of the car shows, so let's look at that. Let's get that thing going first. What's going on today?
Sure. No, let's start off with some of the local car shows that we always have. So this week going on, it's the Los Alamos Auto Club is going to have their own meet that they have. It's at 9:30 on 15th Street and Central. All are welcome to come kind of see. It's a big gathering of the club that's there, and it's always a fun event. So always give a shout-out to great events around New Mexico, of course, especially, I mean, our neck of the woods kind of up in the East Heights in the area.
Absolutely, and of course, got something going on for the Special Olympics in Santa Fe.
Yeah, no, we got these great events that are kind of coinciding with each other, both for a great cause. First, I mean, the Law Tigers are a part of this one where it's going to be the Super Saturday event that they have. It's sponsored by 107.5 The Outlaw. And it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to be a cool thing to kind of go through, see a lot of awesome bikes. It's going to be at the Wicked West Harley-Davidson Santa Fe and come support the Special Olympics. I mean, amazing cause, because they're also having at the Special Olympics, they're having at 4360. It's on Rodeo Road Santa Fe, where they're going to have help us support. Pretty much it's a fundraiser where they're going to have vendors, mechanical bulls, face painting, music, raffles, of course, a big car show with everything from pedal cars to muscle cars, low riders. I mean, a lot of great events going on there. That's going to go on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., but I mean, just great stuff that Santa Fe does, and it seems like a really fun time for an amazing cause.
So do they have a mechanical bull that's a part of the Special Olympics? I mean, is that one of the competitions now?
Anyone on a mechanical pool is an amazing thing to see, that is for sure. But I think it's just something to bring out the people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something to bring out Santa Fe. But you know what? If they could do that, I mean, with the pedal car race maybe, or, you know, there's some cool stuff that they could really go and have fun out there with in Santa Fe.
Well, it looks like East Mountain, Cedar Crest has got something going on as well.
Yes. So, one of their cool events, it's a second annual event that they have going on. It's the East Mountain version of their Cars and Coffee, where it's also going to be an auto swap and flea market. So it's a business pop-up idea that they're putting together with new and used antique classics, custom performance parts, a lot of, you know, metal and signs and RC cars and the old auto magazines and a lot of stuff they have riven up for it. We're set up. I mean, they're doing it as we speak, y'all. And it's going to start at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's at 2165 New Mexico 14, which is in Cedar Crest. And there's still some availability, what I saw, where there's still like a few spots left, but it's going to be packed for sure. And it seems like, hey, if you can find a good find, go out to the Eastern Mountains and see what you can find for this business pop-up.
And, of course, the Camaro Club is very involved in this one. Second annual United for Cancer car show on Paseo del Norte. And, of course, a lot of our buddies with the Camaro Club are out there.
Yes, yes, and it's amazing that do. So it's at 4101 Paseo del Norte, and pretty much it's going to have 20-plus categories and special awards out there. It's handmade trophies, so it's something, I mean, you're not going to see any, you're not going to see anywhere else. This is a special event that's going to go on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Spectators are free to come in, but there's food trucks, raffles, music, and just seems like a great thing, of course, for anything to support, I mean, a cancer foundation and amazing time, and also just to finish up, see some cool cars.
Well, and those trophies are handmade. Michelle Acosta did those. Those are absolutely phenomenal. Tomorrow, what is this thing going on in Roswell?
Yeah, there's a few events that are going on Sunday this week, which are always a fun thing to kind of see. So the first one, which is the Roswell, is kind of, it's part of a bigger thing. So it's the third annual, it's the Lake Van Business Expo and Car Show that they have. So it's going to be an evening event. This is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Advance Auto Parts on 125 South Main in Roswell. But pretty much you're going to see cars, trucks, motorcycles, pedal bikes, and cars. And even some RC cars are out there. And this is all kind of a, you know, it's a pre-registration event. So it's going to be like a kind of a car show here, but also they have a big one coming up August 12th. That's going to be in Dexter, New Mexico. And that one, I mean, vendors, live music, food, cornhole tournament. It's a fun dog show, which I'm kind of curious about. I'm just like, what makes dogs more fun than this? I don't know. But it's kind of a pre-registration. Also, some of the feature cards are going to be out there. But it seems like a cool thing to, hey, if you want to make sure you're one of the people to be at this awesome event, you pre-register, you join another car show, and then we'll see you again August 12th.
Yeah, so I see you also got one tomorrow called the Southwestern Smoke Summerfest. But first, I got to tell you, I last night with the jet cars and, you know, and of course Records Broken, which we're going to talk about in the next segment, out at Albuquerque Dragway, it was quite a smoke show, and it's going on again tonight. So I mean, how can they turn this thing into a 3-day event?
I mean, that would be something a little spectacular, but I think it's a slightly different.
Oh, okay.
So this one it's going to be the Southern Smoke Summerfest. It's a car show out there, but it's going to be at the Rio Rancho Event Center, so on the other side. It's not going to be up at Albuquerque Dragway. But we're going to see some amazing cars out there, a lot of fun music, a lot of, you know, spectation around, but it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Roland's going to start at 9. It's a free event for people to come out to. So if you're on the Rio Rancho side after Albuquerque Dragway,
right,
you still want to see a little something, go out there for sure.
All right, man. Well, that's the La Tigers event calendar. And as I mentioned, Albuquerque Dragway last night, $6,000 was paid out. That's right. The bonus was paid out, which was at $5,000, got to $6,000. Q1, Group 1, the record fell. We've got all about that on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Logano is a two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver of number 22 Shell Penzo Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Slope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Gearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Halpern's Truck and Equipment, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Went out yesterday afternoon, early evening, hung out with Andres Trujillo, of course, owner of the New Mexico Runners Indoor Professional Soccer Team, and a couple of buddies brought out some cars as well, with Photobomb Classics. Brought out a 396 a Chevelle, and of course the 46 Packard. So it was a fan friendly event. Everybody was definitely digging it. But I saw, you know, that another drag strip is closing. I can't believe this. Heartland Motorsports Park, in an NHRA national event facility in Topeka, Kansas, is going to be closing. Of course, Bandimere up in Denver is closing, even though I heard the family is going to try and build another track. But just amazing that it continues to happen. And, of course, that's why we are celebrating so much the 60th anniversary of the Albuquerque Dragway. I was able to catch up with Robert Costa last night, and here's a few things he had to say.
So we're here at Albuquerque Dragway, 60th anniversary. First off, Robert, congratulations.
Thank you.
So I know you haven't been here the whole 60 years because you're still a young man,
yeah,
but, you know.
But I've been here for 15.
15?
So, yeah, 25% of the time this track has been here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did that sneak up on you?
Yes.
You just wake up one day and you're like, holy mackerel.
Oh, yeah, holy mackerel. It's 15 years.
Yeah, so.
And I've been racing here for 30.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So I was just curious. I mean, it's a super successful event. I mean, your car count is amazing. And you guys just gave away $6,000. That sub-4 run finally happened.
It did. We actually, we had two of them so far.
I know. You have a 388 now as well.
388. He went a little bit quicker, but the guy who did it first, Kirk Williams, he was on your show just a week or two ago.
2022 champ.
Yes.
20 car chaos champ.
Yeah, so that guy, he's a real car. You know, I mean, he came here, he threw it down,
Now you can hear that, I hope.
Yeah, we got cars in the background.
That's fantastic.
But yeah, so some great runs. We got, I think it's 29 funny cars and 12 pro mods. Now 3 jet cars, one of the jet cars broke.
Okay.
20-something AFX cars and, you know, some 470 cars. And we got junior dragsters running tomorrow. You know, for a special invitation race.
Yeah.
So I mean, we got everything here.
Yeah.
And if you've never seen a drag race, you have to come watch this one.
Well, and I tell you,
this is the one.
It's snapping along.
Yeah.
I mean, this program is moving along. I mean, I think you might be done by like 10 tonight or something.
That's the plan. The plan is we're going to try to finish up about 10 to 10:30. You know, both nights, and you know that way the family can come out. And you're out here for about 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, you're not out here all day. We're out here all day.
Right.
But, yeah, you're out here for about 4 hours. Yeah. But, you know, everybody gets on Saturday. If you get here about 6, you'll be out by about 10.
Wow.
And it's a great show.
How was your pass? The car looked very solid. How did you feel about that?
It was a little soft.
Okay.
You know, so we got more power.
Cool.
We're trying a couple of new things and... but the number one thing was the car went down the track.
It went straight.
It went straight.
Yeah.
And we didn't hurt anything.
Yeah.
So that's a bonus.
That's a success.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So tomorrow, I mean, what time do things get started? We'll be playing this tomorrow. So.
Yeah, so racing will start on Saturday about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Gates will open at about 1.
Okay.
We have junior dragsters who start, and then some 470 and some AFX and some different things. There is a third qualifier for all the pro cars.
Okay.
That starts at 3, so about 3 to 5. And then we start eliminations about 6 o'clock.
Wow. Are tickets still available? I mean, should they still buy them online?
So the best place to do it is at Yearwood Performance. They're a little bit cheaper if you go and buy them in person. Or buy them online at abqdriveway.com.
Okay. So Yearwood is open till 4 on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so make sure you go before 4.
9 to 4.
Because you can still come out and see most of the show at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So.
And there's a little bonus on the back of the ticket if you buy them from Yearwood.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, there's a little coupon on the back.
Awesome. For Yearwood or
no for Albuquerque Dragway.
Oh, fantastic!
So it's got a spectator buy one get one free.
Oh man!
Or $5 off a test and tune. Both are good for a test and tune.
That's fantastic. So. I was curious, how often do you have to like rebuild the starter box? Or does it stay pretty good?
The electronics, yeah, it stays pretty good. We get a tune-up every couple of years, and they come out and, you know, check all the electronics. And so.
What about the concrete where they actually launched? Does that come apart?
No, not too much. Usually the burn box.
Okay.
Where the cars do the burnout.
Okay.
Because it literally wears the concrete down.
Well, I just was thinking the amount of heat and force and everything right there. At some point, it would just kind of break down.
Yeah. So, we do replace it occasionally, but not very often.
So, I hope you're hearing that on the show. I mean, that's absolutely fantastic. So, you got Cash Days coming up. That's like the next thing?
Yeah, 505 Cash Days. It's around the 19th. I think it's on the 19th. It's a Saturday. Again, those are pre-sale tickets, so at Yearwood or online is the best place to get them.
Yeah.
And what it does is it speeds up our gate process.
Right,
because
absolutely.
Nobody wants to wait 2 hours to get into the track.
Right.
So, if you buy them early, it speeds up the gate process. Everybody gets in. You know, you get in the track, you get to watch your show, you know, so that's the best thing. And then a couple of weeks after that, we have Labor Day, which we'll have some more jet cars come in. We'll have our Rods and Pro Mod series in a full bracket race. That's Labor Day weekend on Friday and Saturday.
So Rods, of course, used to be the Real Outlaw Door Slammers, but now it's the Real Outlaw Racing Series.
Drag Series.
Drag Series. It was really neat to see that altered out there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Ricky Daniels being able to run with you guys as well. I mean, typically, I didn't think he ran with the Door Slammers. But, I mean, how does that kind of help car count?
We got a good car count this weekend. We're supposed to have 13 cars. I think we're down to 12. I'm sure we're supposed to have 14 cars. I think we're down to 12.
Okay.
Just, you know, cars that couldn't make it or something happened.
Right.
But yeah, so it's kind of helping out. One of the alters, he's qualified number two right now.
Right.
And he won our last race. So he comes out, kicks our butt in the, you know, first race, and we invited him back.
Well, there you go.
So
you also got another all-out call-out coming up.
We do. That's the end of September. That will be our last really big show, but in October we have the Hot Rod Rumble.
That's one of my favorites.
Which is one of the fan favorites.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been out to see that one's really cool. Because you get to see a bunch of old cars get driven.
Awesome.
Get driven and raced.
Well, thank you for what you do. I know it's a thankless job. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you know, you keep pouring all the money back in. So this is definitely not a money-making endeavor for you.
No, it definitely is not. It's a lot of hard work. A lot of time, a lot of money has gone into it, but, you know, we love racing, so this is what we do.
Well, there was over 100 cars out there in the pits.
Yes.
I mean, it's probably the most cars, and the grandstands are really full.
Yeah.
I was really happy to see that for not an all-out call-out.
Yes.
You know, for one of the other events.
Yeah, no, it's we got a good crowd tonight. Knowing that we have pre-sale tickets, tomorrow it's going to be even busier.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, I think there's still some room, and there was people not really having their seats. I mean, they were on their feet. They were cheering.
Yeah.
I mean, that 388,
you know? Well, you know, everybody says, we'll sell you the whole seat,
right?
But you only need the edge.
That's right.
So, and here, you don't even need the seat. You can just stand.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you, Robert.
All right.
And listeners, definitely want to come out and check this out.
All right, man, so it was pretty cool. Record fell. With a 3.94 pass. Kirk Williams in Q2 went, set another track record of 3.853. Keith Zimmer with a 3.883. You had Jeff Cameron with a 3.924 and Shane Lawson with a 3.955 at 200 miles an hour on the eighth mile. I mean, that's smoking. Let's hear from Kirk Williams.
All right, so we're here with the big money winner, $6,000 for the first one to go sub-4 with a 394 at 192. So tell me, did you think it was going to happen that quick?
No, I honestly did not. I expected it to come tonight when the track actually cooled down and the weather got a little cooler. We got up there and we got some cloud cover, and the car took off, and it just started pulling down and hauling. And I was like, this thing's going to run a pretty decent number. I figured probably a 4 flat, 404. Then I see the number pop up, 394. I'm like, oh, hell yes.
Wow. It looked like you had to pedal it a little bit, too.
No.
Was that after?
No.
After the eighth? Oh, wow.
No. It shook a little bit, the top of second gear.
Okay.
But poked high gear, and it came right out, and there it was.
That's fantastic. So it is starting to cool down.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that you're going to go faster? I mean, there's a 388 out there now.
Yeah.
Are you going after that, or?
No. Actually, see this wind has picked up now. Yeah. It's starting to blow the dirt. So I don't know what to expect out there. Right now, we're going to change ratios and try to pick it up some. But we're just going to keep moving towards race day eliminations. Just trying to find what's going to keep the car solid on the track.
Yeah. Well, I love your family story. As a matter of fact, I mean, you got to tell me about your hauler here. I mean, it's an older hauler. It's not like, you know, all these other beautiful ones.
Yeah.
I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Oh, geez. We bought that thing about 18 years ago from Cy Chesterman.
And it's still going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that thing is, it's never let us down once.
Wow.
Not once. I mean, it's just been a solid hauler, you know.
What's the mileage on it?
For gas-wise, you mean?
Yeah.
It gets about 7.5, 8.
Well, I mean, like total mileage, I mean.
Oh, it's got 290. No, it's got 290 on it.
290?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Now I'm sitting here telling this, I'll probably break down on
the
way.
Yeah. But I'm knocking on wood, knocking on my head.
But we've always kept things small and put the money where it's supposed to be in the race car. I'm not saying that everybody here ain't doing that, but
right.
This is just how we've always operated. You can see by, we got a tent. We don't have an awning at
right.
all. It's just.
PVC even. That's fantastic because, you know, I mean, in New Mexico, because you mentioned, you know, the heat when I texted you earlier, it is hot.
Yeah.
But you also have the wind that comes up, a little bit of rain, and then all of a sudden it all blows out. So.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to my wife at home, and I live in Glenwood, Iowa. Yeah. It's 107 there.
Oh, my God.
It was hotter there than here.
And what, 85% humidity?
It's 65%.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, you know what, I'll take that humidity over this dry heat.
Yeah.
Because at home, I know when I'm sweating, I got to get out.
Right.
Here, you don't sweat much.
Right.
You just drop.
So we're getting ready for the next round. What are the guys doing on the car?
Well, we put a new clutch in it, and the guys, they service the bottom end, put new bearings in, roll them in, then we mic the bearings to find out if anything's being hurt.
Okay.
And then we roll new bearings in, put a new clutch in, we're sticking another transmission in it, and check the valve train, make sure everything's solid there, and send it.
So how many races can you get out of a block, or how many passes can you get out of a block?
That block is about 10 years old.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys just work at it, work hard, you take care of your equipment.
You just take care of the stuff. So, I mean, I bought that motor used from Jamie Noonan.
Okay.
And it was in an alcohol dragster. And we was apprehensive to buy it because alcohol dragster motors are different than funny car motors.
Right.
But I told my brother, I says, the damn thing went 515 in a dragster.
Right.
It's got to run good in this, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we thought, what the heck, we bought it, and we've had nothing but phenomenal luck with this engine. I mean, the attrition on this thing is phenomenal. Noonan engines are the best.
That's fantastic. And, of course, what's really cool about Funny Car Chaos, too, is there's not a lot of rules. It's got to be a funny car.
That's it.
And then you run in whatever field you qualify in.
Right.
So everybody, you know, is still playing till the last pass. It's fantastic.
And that's the great thing about how the point structure is. You could be in the BC field, and if you win each time, you can still win the overall points and be the champion.
Wow.
So he done a lot of thinking when he made this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's downright genius.
Yeah.
I don't know why people didn't think about that before, but there you go.
I mean, Tara and Chris have done a great job with this.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just so thankful that they came around because I'd be done racing. I was just done, you know. I'm not going to bag on NHRA, but I was just done.
Right. Well, I love to have two rules, right? It's got to be a funny car, and you got to have fun.
That's it.
You can't beat that.
Right.
Well, good luck.
All right.
Thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you.
You too, brother. We'll see
you.
All right. You got to get out there this afternoon. Gates open at 1 o'clock. Tickets over at Yearwood Performance. You can get them until 4 p.m. So it'll get you right in. So come on and check it out. All right. On the other side, we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about auto car care with a local inventor here that created an instant auto wax. And it's a fascinating story, so stay tuned and listen. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Wilson, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slopes of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Deerwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Halbert's Truck and Equipment, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And, of course, on the New Mexico Motorsports Report, we talk cars. We talk cars all the time, talk racing and everything. But I met a gentleman here recently, locally, who has developed a line of automotive products, which he refers to as Taco Automotive Lifestyle. And joining us now is Gabriel. How you doing, man?
Hey, David. Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And my first question is, why did you develop it? What did you think that the other products out there were not currently doing?
So I'm a huge car fanatic, and I've been detailing cars personally and professionally for a little over 15 years now. And my favorite brands changed their formulas, for one reason or another. And I couldn't find anything else I liked that matched that quality, the old quality there. So I took it as, well, I guess it's up to me to figure it out and make my own. And everybody, all my customers seem to love it so far, so I guess I got it right.
Well, I tell you, the proof's in the pudding. I actually used it on my 911. And I'll tell you, I have always been really concerned because it's a 20-year-old car. The paint has been maintained excellent. It helped maintain the value. I always get worried about, waxing it. I want to take it to a professional, but then I worry about if it gets waxed too much. I used your product, and it was super simple, and the car looks great. And so I thank you for, kind of developing this. You mentioned you've been, detailing for like 15 years. So were you using a combination of buffer and hand wax and all kinds of different things? And they were just too abrasive, or what was the ultimate challenge that you had there?
So I mostly was hand waxing, and of course that kind of screwed up my wrist, but that's where I found the best results was hand waxing. I did use a few buffers and stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
But the trigger for all this was actually that old company's interior cleaner. It used to smell like genuine leather, like kind of like Boot Barn. Okay. And the formula seemed to have changed, and it wound up making my car smell more like a wet dog than, a new car.
That's not good.
Oh,
that's
it was terrible.
Good smell.
Yeah. And, I thought it was just that one bottle, so I got a different bottle directly from them somewhere else, and same thing. And I thought this is going to be an issue. So their paint products were actually really good. I never really had any issues, but it was that interior one. But on the exterior, you saw my car in the parking lot that day. It's 20 years old also.
Yeah.
And, all I do is avoid brushes at car washes and use a Carnauba-based spray wax, which is what my first product here is. And, it just doesn't get any simpler than that. So,
Do you have a background in chemistry, or were you watching Sharks and you said, I can do this?
Well, I don't have a background in chemistry. I have a background in researching, though. I'm really good at investigative work and finding things. So, I found a chemist that obviously has a background in chemistry that I refer to. He does the smart guy stuff, and all I do is kind of direct the ship. So,
well, hey, what is it? Necessity is the mother of invention. You found somebody that could help connect the dots on that. I'm always fascinated in how people name their businesses as well. What does Taco, where does that come from?
So that is a very interesting story. I went through close to 150 names of more common, more common words and people's names, people that inspired me. And believe it or not, they were all taken somewhere in the automotive space. And, I was laying in bed one night and I thought to myself, I don't know what to do. Every name that I come up with is taken. And I thought, well, what if I apply the same principle to the name as the rest of everything else I'm doing, where I'm just going to have to make my own. And, that next morning I got up and got, some Scrabble pieces and started putting letters together. And there was a little formula, right? I wanted it to start with a T, and it had to be, two syllables. I had to be kind of tough and but also kind of playful. So I came up with Thaco, and it took a little while to stick, but you know, some of the bigger brands out there like Pepsi and Nike and Adidas, they're not real words either. So I thought, hey, I must be in good a company over here. So,
well, I mean, it works. I mean, there's a lot of different philosophies of how people come up with business names, and you're right. I mean, every other automotive word is probably taken or acquired, you know, in some sort of URL somewhere. And of course, your team, and it's TEYKO. You know how many times I've written CO when I write it down? So that's team TEYKO.com. Yeah, you should go. You should go check it out. Now, I love your inspiration, your BMW's inspiration. I read your story on the website, and it's got the nickname Boot. Where does that come from?
Well, that's a whole different ball of wax in itself. It's actually a real interesting one. Yep. So my family is, I'm the only car person in my family, but I've for some reason made car enthusiasts out of everybody else too.
There you go.
But they like to name their cars.
Okay.
And one of my family members called her car Fiona after Princess Fiona and Shrek. And yeah, I don't even know, the car was red. I don't understand how that came about. But then my dad had a lima bean green Volvo that he called Shrek. And when I got Boots, my little BMW there, they both told me, they're like, we're going to have to, it's either going to be Puss in Boots or Donkey. And I'm like, well, it ain't going to be Donkey, and I don't like the first part of Boots, so it's going to be just Boot.
That's fantastic. I do love that story. Let's brag about your car a little bit. Yeah. Tell us about your BMW.
So that was actually my childhood dream car. Just that it's an E46 chassis. It's a 2004. Nothing special, just a 325i, but it means the world to me. That was actually my first car, believe it or not. Everybody thought my mom was crazy for buying a 16-year-old kid a car like that. But, you know, she told everybody, he's not a normal kid. He's not going to wrap it around a tree or flip it over or anything like that. And, you know, it's like I said, it's almost exactly 20 years old. And it looks like it just rolled off the factory floor. And now it's at 160 or so thousand miles. And, you know, it just keeps going strong. You know, and it's funny, people talk about BMW reliability, and the only thing that car has ever done was lost a power steering pump unexpectedly. Yeah. You know, of course there's maintenance and things like that, but that has been the most reliable car I've ever come across. And, you know, it's just a testament to when you care about something and you take care of it, it's going to take care of you.
Well, absolutely. And BMWs, they do require the maintenance, and the maintenance is not necessarily inexpensive either. But at 160,000, you're just getting started with a BMW.
Oh, yeah.
Like your Volvo, as you mentioned, your pops had a Volvo. I mean, Volvos go forever. And they're, you know, extremely safe. I've always enjoyed BMWs myself. The other thing I noticed on your site that was kind of cool is, you're kind of open to other people, approaching with some ideas of, maybe ideas they've got in the automotive industry. How does somebody reach out to you?
Absolutely. So at the bottom of our homepage there on teamtaco.com, I'm open to any ideas that anybody has to improve current products or come up with new ideas about, you know, hey, can you come up with a spray that does X, Y, or Z? You know, I'm here for the car enthusiasts, and I want to make a product that actually does what it says it does. And, you know, and if mine need any improvement, I'm all ears. Or if anybody has any ideas about, you know, is there a way that we can make specifically this or that? I've gotten approached a few times about, BMWs in particular have those door gaskets that dry out. You know, all cars have door gaskets, but BMWs have this issue where they dry out and they make creaks every time you go over an uneven surface.
Ooh.
So I've gotten a lot of requests to come up with some sort of lubricant for that. And I mean, anything, you know, I'm all ears. I'm here for the enthusiasts, and I want to be, you know, I want to make stuff that they want and not just stuff that I think they want.
Is email the best, or through social media? What's the best way to reach it?
We're all ears on social media, but there's actually a form on the website just at the bottom of the page there.
Oh, great. Okay.
And yeah, and it's titled, I think it's titled Great Ideas Go Here. So that's, that's what we need.
Well, that's fantastic. How is your interior conditioner coming?
That one is moving along a little slower than anticipated. Since what kicked all this off was the way interior cleaners smell.
Uh-huh.
That's obviously one of the bigger priorities right here.
Yeah.
You know, making sure that we nail it. So, I'm actually working on a few different scents and more kind of upscale premium scents and not necessarily cherry or different fruits and whatever else is available on the market. That's one reason that I started this company was to, I didn't want my car smelling like cherries or anything like that, you know, or black ice or whatever else it is.
Or wet dogs.
Or wet dogs. Yeah. I mean, that's the new one over there. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for your time coming on the show. And if anybody's listening out there, and you got an idea, maybe done a little work on it, but you're looking maybe to get it to market. Sounds like Gabriel's got a good plan. But everybody stay tuned. Buckle up. We got some more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Kyle Arden, driving the number 5 V01 Camaro for Hendrick Motorsports. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Spoke on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Denny Hamlin of the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Halpern's Truck and Equipment, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And it's not like there's enough controversy going on in NASCAR with the whole Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson incident, and of course, Joey Logano's comments about tearing up his car from the tow vehicle, even though hitting the wall probably did most of the damage. But what's funny is you got this this Thursday night midweek series, you know, that is basically made for TV, a bunch of retired drivers, and Ken Schrader came out and had a few words about Paul Tracy.
Hey, Kenny, what happened out there?
Oh, took out 3 or 4 cars again. Same thing every week.
So, nice little bite. I mean, you know, Ken Schrader, definitely respected in the industry. Paul Tracy. Now, this has been going on forever. I've actually got a photograph in my office of Paul Tracy and Al Jr. getting together. It's not like Paul Tracy woke up and started hitting everybody. This has been going on quite some time. But the SRX actually stepped up and did something about it. The official statement from SRX reads, Superstar Racing Experience has announced an immediate suspension of driver Paul Tracy in relation to yesterday's on-track incident at Pulaski County Motorsports Park. We take issue regarding driver safety, extremely serious at SRX, said Chief Executive Officer Don Hawk. This is not a decision we take lightly. It is our responsibility to ensure that we foster a competitive and, most importantly, a safe racing environment. I've been in contact with Paul Tracy, and we appreciate his cooperation on this matter. So, you know, they took some pretty serious steps on that, which is interesting because, if I'm not mistaken, one of the owner is Smoke, and didn't he get into a shoving match last year? Took a couple swings. Anyway, I'm just saying it's pretty entertaining. You should be watching the High Limits on Wednesday with Kyle Larson. What's going on with sprint car racing? You got to tune into this because you have no idea what's going to happen next. All right, so you want to go see some local racing? Of course, dirt track racing. You've got Votto Speedway and Sandia Speedway
both racing this evening. You also got Legacy's actually closed. So if you go on the website and stuff, you're going to see that Legacy's, they've actually chosen to cancel. Right now, they're going to have a meeting actually next week about whether they're going to start racing on Friday nights. I think that's a great idea to be able to allow drivers to run Sandia and Legacy. I think that's a strong move. Aztec Speedway also racing. This is the second of two nights. It's the Big Daddy and Hooch Memorial Power Eye Series with both the Wing Sprints and the Micro, the Desert Micros. So you can check that out. Tomorrow you got a fun day out at Moriarty MX. Getting ready for August 5th is the second annual Donnie Cordell benefit ride day, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. with all the tracks open. So a lot of things you can go see, a lot of great car shows. Of course, you want to check out what's going on the Pro Series. NHRA, the Sonoma Nationals is running for drag racing. You've also got the Camping World Trucks that are going on today at Richmond. On Sunday, you're going to be able to check out at Road America the Xfinity races, and NASCAR is going to be racing on Sunday at Richmond. And with all the things that happened at Pocono last week, it's going to be a very entertaining race. We're going to see how many cars end up get trailered, how many things get torn up, how much shoving is going to be going on. As a matter of fact, one thing that was mentioned is some of the racers that got into it at Pocono. I never really thought of Pocono as being such a tough track and to cause such controversy, but you definitely had some drivers that took offense to different things that are going on. But a lot of different things out there. Also, just wanted to give a shout out to local drivers. Lyle Greenberg qualified seventh with a 4.12, I believe, pass out at Albuquerque Dragway, and Ray Stringer also qualified in the top eight. So those guys are going to compete in Field A, unless, of course, there's a shakeup in Q3 qualifying today. So a lot of different things going on out at the Albuquerque Dragway. And I tell you, it's the 30th anniversary of the Junior Dragsters as well, and they're going to have an 8-fast shootout that's also going to be going on as a part of this. And that's a Saturday-only part of the show, but you know, a lot of different things to get out there and go check out, as well as the new New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine is actually out on the stands right now, and a lot of different articles that you can pick up, and the new one is just around the corner. So it seems like every time we put one out, we got another one coming. But out of the book called Only an Old Guy. So this week was actually the anniversary of the Pine Tar incident with George Brett, and of course I remember this very well. So of course, fellow fan, Kansas City Royals fan, Dan, I shot that over to you, and then said, you probably weren't even alive then. And I think your quote was, "I wasn't even close."
Yeah, I wasn't even close to being born. I don't think my life ever overlapped with George Brett being a professional baseball player. But I found on Instagram the Royals posted a silly dubbing over all of the audio. I'll have to show you that after this. It's pretty entertaining, and he shoots out of the dugout.
He does.
It's crazy. It's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, can you imagine though? You just hit a home run and you're running around, and they call it on the Pine Tar. Now, granted, there's a rule for a reason, right? And so all of a sudden, you know, that happens that you don't have, you know, I mean, it's Pine Tar is the reason they're going to do it. But anyway, I just had to laugh. Other things that happened this week, the Unser Museum, I saw some pictures. I mean, it's vacant now. The Speedway Motors truck showed up, picked up everything. And also, final reminder, you can get tickets for the 60th anniversary Funny Car Chaos race today. At Yearwood Performance, they close at 4 o'clock. So you got to make sure that you get there before four and you get your tickets, and you can just get right in and you can avoid the line. All right, guys, that's another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report. We'll have a whole new one for you next week. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio
101.7, The Team.
Thank
you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Halburn's Truck and Equipment, and Swope Real Estate, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you're into it, we are...